What you're about to listen to was originally broadcast on 98.5 Sunshine FM, Perth, Western Australia. For details, go to the website 98five.com.
On 98.5 Weekdays with Mike, that was Charlie Puth there and One Call Away. And today, Western Australia's 41st Parliament recommences today with 13 new Labor lower house MPs will be sworn in at a joint sitting of the 41st Parliament today by our Governor, Kim Beazley. And joining me on the line this morning is the Member for the South Metropolitan Region, Shadow Minister for Child Protection and Industrial Relations, and now Shadow Attorney General, the Honourable Nick Garand. Good morning, Nick. That was a long intro.
G'day, Mike. Great to be with you once again.
It is. Nice to talk to you, Nick. Now, you've obviously got a... today's pretty important. It's the first day of the 41st Parliament.
Yes, that's right. It's been nearly 5 months since Parliament has sat. It was dissolved at the end of last year in the customary way in the lead into the state election. And then, obviously, now, post the election... the government have spoken to the governor and the governor has summoned Parliament back together. That'll start today. It begins with the lower house members, the members of the Legislative Assembly, at 11 o'clock, and they will get sworn in, including those 13 new Labor members that you mentioned, but indeed all 59 lower house members will be sworn in to commence this 41st Parliament, and the first order of business for them after that will be to elect a new Speaker, because of course the former Speaker retired at the last election.
Nick, what does the day look like? Like, is it all sort of, do you actually get stuck straight into it, or is there a lot of just purely, you know, swearing people in and purely introduction day today? What does it look like?
Yeah, today is typically very ceremonial. The real argy-bargy of Parliament will return next week. We are due, both houses are due to be sitting next week, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday next week. Today will be very ceremonial, probably less so than usual because of the so-called COVID-19 restrictions. There are no guests allowed today. Normally there would be a bit more fanfare, shall I say. Yeah. So this will be quite, probably the latest things in the line of new precedents. This has never happened before. So one thing, for example, is we'll all be in the chamber wearing masks.
Wow, that will be a bit different. And do you have morning tea? What does that look like? Do you all gather around, have a cup of tea, a cup of coffee, and have some sausage rolls and little pies? What happens there?
look, I'm sure there probably will be some members doing those kind of things. Those of us who have got a bit too much work to do to worry about sausage rolls probably won't be there. But particularly in the upper house, ceremony, if you like, will begin this afternoon at 2:45. I should say to listeners that if anyone's particularly interested, they can view all this. It will be live streamed on the Parliament website. You'll see that there are effectively two channels on there, one for the lower house and one for the upper house. At 2:45 this afternoon, His Excellency the Governor will address both chambers of Parliament. So we've got I don't know what you would describe it as, quite a quaint tradition, if you like, where the usher of the Black Rod from the upper house goes and knocks on the door of the lower house members and effectively summons them to appear. And so the Premier and the entire lower house members will come to the upper house, sit in there and listen to the Governor's address, and that'll happen about 2:45 this afternoon.
I'll be tuning in, Nick. Nick, can you hold the line? We'll come back and chat some more if that's okay.
No problem at all.
I'll put you back on hold. We'll come back and talk some more. Joining me on the line this morning is Nick Garand. It's the day one of the 41st Parliament in Western Australia. Back after this one, Billy Joel. You're on 98.5 Weekdays with Mike. Good morning. Joining me on the line this morning is the WA Shadow Minister for Child Protection and Industrial Relations, and now an added portfolio, Nick Garandi. You are now the Shadow Attorney General. You've got some more things to do.
Yes, heaps to do, Mike. In fact, with regard to the Attorney General portfolio, customarily about a third to 40% of the bills that go through Parliament fall under that portfolio. So there'll be no time for twiddling of thumbs in the next 4 years, that's for sure.
Well, just on that, Nick, as we finish off this morning, I mean, so day one of the 41st Parliament today, off the back of the election that was feels like such a long time ago, it must look so different because of the result heading into a new Parliament.
Yes, this is my fourth Parliament that I'll be in. Each term is four years. Mm. And this will be the first one that I've been involved in where there is one single party that has, if you like, control of both houses. So it will be a completely different Parliament to any that we've ever experienced. And that will be a challenge for everybody. It'll be a challenge for opposition members to try and hold the government to account in accordance with their duty, but equally it'll be a challenge for the government to determine to what extent they will embrace accountability, or as I said to a different media outlet earlier this morning, or will they run away from it? So time will tell. We really are in unprecedented times. It's going to be super challenging, because the whole role of Parliament is to determine whether the government's proposed laws, the government's proposed bills are good, are they bad, do they require amendment, and all of those things require robust debate. But in the end, it is politics, so numbers count. So look, we'll see what happens. It's definitely going to be a unique four-year period for sure.
It will. It all starts today. Nick, really appreciate you coming on today, as it is the first day today. You're going to be heading in for your ceremonies a little bit later this afternoon, so all the best with that.
Thanks so much, Mike. Pleasure to be with you.
Yeah, good on you, Nick. That's been Nick Garan on the line. He is now the Shadow Attorney General as we head into the day one of the 41st Parliament. If you're really keen, you can tune in and watch that live stream at, I think Nick's at 2:45 this afternoon, so check that out. We're going to catch up with Nick over the course of the year and just get an update on how things are going in our WA Parliament. You are on 98.5 Weekdays with Mike. Stick around. We're going to be talking to our doctor. Dr. Stewart's going to join me shortly. Not in the studio, unfortunately, but on the line this week. So if you've got a health-related question, you can get in nice and early. You can text in right now, 0429 985 985.
For more details on this and other programs, contact 98.5 Sunshine FM, Perth, Western Australia, or visit the website 98five.com.